Okay, today's daf Samach Zayin of the Sechta Avodah Zarah. We are on Samach Zayin, actually, like by the two dots, like by the fourth of the line from the top. And today's year is sponsored by Ruffy and Kenny Norensberg, with Nishmas Moshe Dov and Shaul Pinchas. So here we go. Today's daf is also Mamish could be what's it called? You can spend so much time on this daf. You know this daf called you like halfway to getting free from. So Zach Klau, the rule is. Kol shabahana also the no same time. If the what that means is that some iser falls into heter and it gives a good time, it gives a good taste. That's a problem. And it's not. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hachi Hilchasa. That's how we paskin. Look at Rashi, second line. The no same time lifgam mutter. That no same time lifgam is mutter. If it puts a bad taste, it is mutter. There are two ways you can have no same time lifgam. Two ways. One way is the item that fell into your food is bad, imparts a bad taste. Like you said yesterday, vinegar. That's one way you can have no same time lifgam. A second way you can have no same time lifgam is if you use a pot. So we hold that every pot that's more than one day old, even if there are bleos in the pot, it's no same time of gam, which is why it's only a chumra, we'll have to get to that, why you have to have separate pots. Me'ikar adin, which you can get more to get on the base, by Midyan, and they got the kalim from Midyan, if their pots were more than one day, hadn't been used in more than one, if they used it more than one day, if they used it an hour ago, and now you're going to cook it, we assume that the contents of what they cooked an hour ago, which is in the walls of the pot, imparts good flavor. That's a problem, because they're not kosher. But if it's 3 days and 3 days later, they haven't used that pot in 3 days, we hold no same time lifgam is mutter. So, really, the Ikar HaDin, there's nothing wrong with using a pot that's 3 days old, even though there's been isra there. Right? So first of all, we have gzeira, otu, but how are you going to remember when the pot was used? You know, label, it's very complicated. So all pots are no good. You know, that's already a halacha l'maisa. But the Ikar HaDin, there are two applications of nosin tam lifgam. Food falling into food and using an old pot. Okay? And you know what? It's mutter. Now, the... What? Right. An hour later is a big problem. An hour later, we say nosin tam lifgam ishil sheva. After it's been sitting for a day, after it's been sitting for at least 24 hours, now what? Now you're going to cook your challahs in that pot? So we assume any flavor that's still in that pot that's going to be imparted into the challahs doesn't taste good anyway. No, it's not going to mutter. That's why whenever you have a shayla like this, the first thing I was going to ask you was, well, when would you use the pot last? The minute you tell him 24 hours ago, right away all the rules are going to change. Why? Because it's all going to be makel. Okay? Here you go. By the way, so some say that the Rav said, on Amud Beis, we're going to have Rav Meir who's going to argue with this. And you don't normally hold like Rav Meir. So that's why we have to go out of our way to say, no. Here we don't hold like Rav Meir over here. We hold it's mutter. Okay. What? So the whole shaila, how Rav fits in with no same time with God. Let's say it's more than Rov, right? More than Rov of Isser? Right, that's okay. Yeah. What? But it's no same time of Gam. It's not considered a bad taste. It's considered a bad taste, therefore it's not considered Isser. I don't think so. Now, Amar Rav Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu, that's only true, Elish Nafal, Lutoch, Gritin, Roskin. That's only true if the vinegar fell into the beans when they were hot, and everything was hot. If it's hot, we assume it's no same time with God. Aval, Nafal, Lutoch, Gritin, Sonin, in. What if the vinegar fell into the beans while everything was cold? Then we assume that's some kind of Sheva. The Gemara assumes that. Now, v'hirsichon, now you warmed it up, now you boiled it up, nasa kemisha hishbiach, it's as if it got better, ulubasov pagam, and then it got worse, usher, that's usher. Why? Everyone has a whole tumult. What do you mean, nasek kmi shezbiyah? It should say, shezbiyah. Nasek, it's as if it, no, we're assuming it made it better. Once it makes it better, now you have a big problem. Why? Because it's isser. It made it better. The fact that 3 hours later you're going to cook it and make it worse, that's irrelevant. Right? That's already usser. So we're already minimizing this cooler here. Okay? B'chein, ki yasa ravid, am a rabba bar, barchana, am rav yochanan, lo shanu, ela shana palato, chris in roasting. That's only true if it fell into the pot, it fell into the beans hot. Aval, na palato, chris in tonin, but if it fell in cold, there tichon, and then it got hot later on, nasa kamisha hishbia, ulubaso, pagam, b'author. That's a different case. That's as if it improved the food. Talk about improving the food. If it's improving the food, even though somehow later it's going to make the food bad, why? Because you heated it up, that's awesome still. Not the same. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, he says like this. We used to do this in Zipori. We used to put vinegar. Now, the vinegar that we've been talking about all along is some kind of trade vinegar. Either truma or it was vinegar of a god. Somehow it was trade. Now, it's a regular vinegar in your kitchen. This is a delicacy. We used to do this. We'd take vinegar in Zipori, and we would put in the vinegar cold. That made it better. And the koron also shachlayim, and we called it some fancy name, some shachlayim. And just to prove the point, Rashi says the last four lines: Nostin chomet tzoch hakrisin tznon goyim ashbichin, and the guy made it better. So it's just a proof. That made it better. That makes it better. We used to do that every Friday. We do that. Okay. That is the end of that. That is the end of that discussion. Okay. Spend a month on that discussion. But Amar Rish Lakish. No Shein Tam. This is hard. Amar Rish Lakish. No Shein Tam with Gamsha Amru. When we said that there's no sin tam with God, okay? Lo shiyomru, we don't mean kedei rezu as chaser melach. You know why it's no good? You know why that dish is no good? Not because the item, the itzer that fell in, the vinegar that fell in, made the whole thing stink. No. Lo shiyomru kedei rezu chaser melach, yitzer melach. Not because this pot doesn't have salt, has too much salt, doesn't have spices, has too much spices, none of that. Ella, kol she'en chasei reklum, doesn't have anything wrong with it. It's a perfectly excellent color. Excellent. However, I'm not eating it because something fell in. What fell in? Some isser. Okay, look at Rashi, lo shiyomru. This is a chumri. Says this approach is a chumra. We're not going to hold like this. What does that mean? Chumrihi, klomar, lo shiyochlu litlo. It says los eis. It should say litlos. They change it. Klomar, lo shiyochlu litlos. Not that we're able to hang to gam b'tavshil. Machmas dover acher. The reason why this doesn't taste good is for some other reason. Kigod shetei chaser melach o yiteira. Not enough salt. There's too much salt. The im nifkam machmas dover acher. If it would be deficient because of some other reason, what's the other reason? There's not enough salt. Not eating this. Not enough salt. If that would be the reason, the im nifka machmas dover acher ain tolin hapagam the iser, then we're not going to say that the reason why this is mutter is because it's no seitam l'fgam. Because anyway, you're not eating it. Therefore, v'aser. Right? I would think that. Right? Again, lo shiyomru. Not, when do we say the noos etam l'fgam? Is mutter. When do we say noos, it says Rish Lakish. When do we say noos etam l'fgam is mutter? That means, you have a chalim, and that some iser fell in. but it makes it worse, horrible. It makes it worse, and you know what? Then we take the mutter. This treif in there. Yeah, but it's no sin tam of God. Made it worse. That's what we say. We pass it like that. When do we say that's true? Lo shiomru kaderizu chaserizu kaderizu chaser melech chaser melech. Not that there's not enough salt. Not that there's too much salt. Lo chaser tavlin. You say we're tavlin. That's too little spices. Too much spices. I don't want to eat it anyway. No. Elakol she'ein chaser klum. It's not missing anything. The ain on nechelos mipnei zeh. Why am I not eating it? Because I don't like what fell in. That's a chumra. Ika di amri. Akula. Amarish lakish. No, it's a talm of gam sha'amru. When do we say that it's mutter? Right? When do we say it's mutter? Ein omrim kedei rezu chaser melech yitzer melech. Not that the pot has too much salt. Too little salt. Chaser tavlin. Yitzer tavlin. Too much spices. Too little spices. That's why I'm not eating it. But if it would have had enough spice just right, then I would eat it. Right? Ella hashta miha hapagma. Right now, right? Right now I don't want to eat it, and therefore it's mutter. Look at Rashi. Klomar. See the Rashi there? It's no sin tam lefgam sha'amru ein omer. So Rashi says, ikad de amri, hadirish lakish lakula. Klomar. Ein tolen hapagam v'davar acher lomar chaserihi melach. It doesn't have enough salt. The ilu haisa kitikuna. And if it would be good, if it would have all the perfect amount of, you know, salt and spices, well, why is that iser pogma? This iser wouldn't bother me. Cha melach haya mevatel is pegimas tama iser, because the salt is mevatel, anything bad going on over there, umasakno, and it fixes it. Now, ela kivon de tama iser pogma achshav, right now, I don't like it. I could add salt, I could fix it. No. Kemos shehi havit pegam umotur. It's mutter. Ela hashtamiya loha pagma. Okay? Does that make sense? What's the difference between the two opinions? What's the difference? What's the difference between what Rosh Lakish is saying? That's the difference? Right. So when the pot itself is getting good, that's what we're talking about. Right. Some iser fell in. Right. So that's when we say no, it's Tamil Gam, it's Osir. It's mutter. That's when we say it's mutter. Right, what does the article say? It's against the equipment. Because we're on to another topic now, which literally people think we're going to... Either way. In other words, I have another reason why I'm not eating this. There's no salt in it. I wouldn't eat it anyway. The Isser. That's wrong with it. But, so Rish Lakish is a big kula. And the only time, that's a big chumra. We're not saying, that's the first pshat. The only time we say no, it's not gam is mutter. That's the only thing wrong with it. If it's also missing salt, and anyway, you're not going to like it, then we don't say no, it's not gam is mutter. That's a chumrah. That's a big chumrah. What's wrong with it? The only thing wrong with it, some iser fell in. I don't like it now. But what if it was missing salt? I wouldn't eat it anyway. Say no, it's not gam is awesome. That's the first approach. What's the second approach? It's mas. Even if I wouldn't eat it anyway.
No.
But I don't have to do that. Yeah, but I would eat it anyway. Then no stomach gum. Even then, no stomach gum is mutter.
Right?
That, say it again. That even if I can fix it.
Right, but
right, even if I can fix it, I can make it better. I can fix it. I can put in different salt, whatever. I can get rid of that bad smell, that bad taste. I can do that. I can still mutter. That's how we pass it, by the way. You don't have to go out of your way to kill yourself to get rid of that itzer. Don't worry about it. So if now it's gone, it's mutter. Okay. Next, Amar Yavo, Amar Yochanan. Now, says Rabbi Yochanan, an extremely cryptic statement. Kol shetamo umamasho osir. If you have taste and you have mamashos, what does mamashos mean in English? How do you translate that word in English? You can't translate it. Substance. Then it's osir, right? Olav. Right? B'zeh kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. As long as it's the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. What is that? Look at Rashi. It's a very long Rashi, but this is one of the Yisodos Sikha Rashi for the whole of Shas, because it has to do with every time you eat something. That's the head. It applies every single Friday night. Every Friday night it applies. Because it applies with positive things as much as it does with negative things. Every Friday night it applies. That's the challah. You have to eat. The Torah doesn't view a kezayis as eating unless it's b'chidei achilas pras. It applies as a kezayir, and it applies to issa. So here we go. The al kagon zeh on this nemar shir kezayis b'chidei achilas pras pacha lamosha misinai. It's halacha lamosha misinai. What does that mean? She'im yesh b'kishir pras shel tavshil. If you have in this tabshil kezayis min ha'iser, a kezayis of iser, you have a kezayis of the vela in here, lokin alav. You get malchus for that. Afal pi she'ein kezayis shel iser nechsal b'vachas. Do you have to eat the kezayis in one sitting, one shot? No. Kevan de'ein shoheh ba'achiloso. Since you don't delay when you start eating, mi she'hitzchil le'echlo ad she'gamro. From the time you begin until the time you end, Ela Kadesha Achilas Pras Mitzvah Achilas of Aloka. In other words, what he means is like this. Let's say you have a chalice. You have a chalice. And there's a kezayis of iser in that chalice. But the chalice is so gigantic that one kezayis of iser, you'll have to, in order to eat that kezayis of iser, you're going to have to eat for 3 consecutive hours of chalice. If you eat chalice for 3 consecutive hours, while you're eating for 3 consecutive hours, you'll eat a kezayis of iser. Right? That's not a kezayis kedei achilas pras. Why? Because the kezayis kedei achilas pras means the time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. It takes less than 3 hours. How much does it take? Anywhere from 3 minutes to 9 minutes, you have that spectrum. The most makel shita is 3 minutes. That's the Chacham Sofer. The Moshe holds like that. The Rav Schechter holds like that. That's the general standard for makel when it comes to this. Right? Generally for makel. At the Seder, what they take to do is to Rav Moshe, the other people have 3 or 4 minutes. So what they say to do at the Seder, you should try very hard. You know, we have the kezayis. How much is the kezayis? All of a sudden, it's like 3/4 of a matzah. With that, such a matzah shear, right? And have these kezayis at the Seder, it's huge shear for kezayis. That's just awesome. The ikker shear of a kezayis. It's a normal size piece of matzah. A normal piece of matzah, the kezayis. That piece eats in 4 minutes, 3 minutes. The machmer shear, you don't have to chill yourself to eat 3/4 of 2 minutes. You don't have to do that. The ikar shear, the basic shear of a matzah, whatever that is, of a kezayis, not 3/4 of a matzah. It's a normal piece of matzah. That shear, try to eat in 2 or 3 minutes. That way you cover yourself. I'm all for it. Now, we eat more than that. You have those parts. We eat such a large. You can do that in 9 minutes. The ikar shear, you can do less. Why? Because, why should you make what you don't have to? That they can do in 2 minutes anyway. 2-3 minutes anyway. Right? That's what he's saying. The kezayis, there has to be a kezayis so that the kezayis gets eaten over the course of a kedei achilas pras. The kezayis will be eaten in the course of 9 minutes. 4 minutes. Whatever shear you want to give. Not that you have it, such a tiny amount in the chocobar. There's a tiny shred of some iser in the chocobar. But in order to eat a kezayis, I have to eat 1,000 chocobars. It'll take me 3 days. That's not a kezayis of iser or pras. That's not a problem. That's what Rashi say. That's what the Gemara say. Avo. And by the way, that's talking about that it's tam and also mamashas, meaning it's in there. See it, it has substance. By who says that substance? Arthur? Has substance. It has substance. It's seed. Aval. Im ein bichtei achilas pras shel tav shel iser. If you can't eat it in the time it takes to eat achilas pras, 9 minutes, we'll call it 9 minutes. Hoel. B'shoa b'achilas of kizayis yosher bichtei achilas pras. It takes you longer than 9 minutes to eat that kizayis of iser within your gigantic mixture of heter. Havi luhu kishtei achilas shel shnei yamim. That's like eating two things over 2 days. Ain lokin. You don't get malchus for that. The kim lahul rabbanon. The rabbanon decided. The achilas pras have a shear shehias achila. That the share of achilas pras is the amount of eating, right? Who pras he chati kiko shall erubet tchumen. A pras is a half a loaf that's relevant for erev tchum. The shear ruach hachamim kikar migimul lakav. Fine. Chetzil beis hamenuga. Fine. How much time you can eat in a house with saras? Shenemar bava ochel vayichanes begadav kershu chachamim l'shov b'asher achila. Fine. Okay. Very good. He keeps on saying the same thing. That is the din of kizayis bechtei achila pras. It's a crucial din. That is every Friday night you're supposed to eat a kizayis of challah bechtei achila pras. Right now, I think most people do that. Right, most people try to do that. Questions about the kizayis. So every on Pesach we have that chart. We don't have a chart every Friday night, right? And I don't want to mock the most mock machine. If you have a challah in 9 minutes, and, you know, that would be the equivalent. Nobody holds like that. Right? Take a pizza challah and eat a pizza challah, right? Try to do that. Just the achilas pras, right? The Mishnah Berurah says, by the way, that you don't have to not talk the whole time you're eating that kizayis. There's no thing like that. You shouldn't talk till you eat something. Once you gotta talk while you're eating. On Pesach night, there's a chumrah. Because the mass is connected to the maror, so don't talk. Don't make a hefsek. Everything don't din like that. You shouldn't talk before you start eating, and you shouldn't talk before you swallow something. If that, you're allowed to, it's don't din like that. Okay. We'll turn down the base. Tamo v'lo mamasho. If you could taste it. However, it's not there. Lo mamasho. There's no mamashas to it. Why is there no mamashas to it? Why is there no substance to this? The answer is because it's a liquid. So if I have a big pot of challah and milk falls in, that milk has no mamashas, has no substance. It gets absorbed. Look at the top Rashi: kigon chalav shenafal likadira. Milk falls into a pot, inflation pot. Oh, or chalev. Chalev is usher meat, but it's liquidy. Shenafal, it falls in nimuah, and it gets all liquidy. She'ein mamasho be'en. There's no, I can't look. Can I look at that pie? Oh, there's the milk. I see it. Can you say that? You cannot say that. Right? Ein lokin alav. You don't get malchus for that. No, do it. You don't get malchus for that. Right. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Okay? Excellent question. Now, I just want to finish the brisa. The imriba tam lefgam mutter. If you could somehow change the content and get that into being no tam lefgam, that's okay. You're going to undo the problem. The lema, so why don't you just say, in no tam lefgam mutter, why don't you just say that? Mashalon is an additional chiddush. Af adav to ikam yilei achmanaisa dipkama b'hada. Even though there's something else in there, the hilchas akalush of asura the Rish Lakish. The teaching is that we hold like Rish Lakish, the second version of Rish Lakish, the Nakel version. That even though I have other problems, as long as this is a problem, it's mutter. Okay. Now, what is this called? This principle is called tam ki ikar. All I have in this pot is tam. I have nothing else in this pot. Right? There's no substance. I can't take a spoon and take it out. Even if I could do that, it would be a problem because it cooked in there till I got my spoon. Right? But that big piece of pork folded to my challah. see it floating around. Get the spoon, get it out of there. That's already too late anyway. But at least it's mamashas. When milk falls in, there is no mamashas. So what do we say? Tam kicker. However, there's no malchus. Right? Two questions. Where did tam kicker come from? What is the source of tam kicker? So there are at least four sources. They are. Number one, the Torah says that a nazir is not allowed to have anything mishras anavim. Mishras anavim means any mixture of grape. It's not grape. There's no grape. What is it? The taste of a grape. That's also no good. What do you see? Tam ke ikar. That's the first one. Number two, basa b'chala. Basa b'chala by its very nature is tam ke ikar. Right? That's meat. And milk falls in. What's the halacha? Tasser. I don't see the milk. The answer is, that's exactly what the halacha means. Tam ke ikar. Right? Number three, the case of Havas Kalim. Why? Right? If there's no tam ke ikar, why do I have to purge the pot? Oh, when they got all the pots from the Midianim, they had to purge all the pots. Why? No tam ke ikar. Obviously, there must be tam ke ikar. Now, what about the fact that they were more than a day old? The Gemara's going to ask that question at the end of today's talk. Right? We're more than a day old. After the time. Even if it's true, it's Tom Kikker. It got no sin Tom was gone, waiting a day. The Gemara's going to ask that question. And those are the, there are other sources. There's, of course, that a Nazir has to bring no, that's a different thing. Okay. Now that I said, we have three places to get to the idea of Tam Ki Iker. So how come we don't get Malchus? How come there's no Malchus? Right? Why not? Says Rashi, right here, he says, where is it? Oh, he doesn't say it here, I'm sorry, he does not say it here. Says Rashi elsewhere, in the same Gemara prison for them. Rashi says, the reason why you don't get Malchus is because only up to Midrabah. Midoraita, this is such a thing as Tam Ki Iker. Aye, Basa B'chalav, that's a Kiddush of Basa B'chalav. Aye, Mishra Tanovim, that's an Asmachta. Aye, Hagal of Caleb, that's an Asmachta. Nothing means anything. That's Rashi Shita. The gigantic Tosfos explains every part of Rashi Shita. He goes through the whole Rashi Shita to explain why Rashi holds the way he does. That's what Rashi says. The Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's a doraisa. It's a doraisa. Tam ki ikar is a doraisa. The reason why over here it says you have no malchus is because it was min b'mino. Okay? Meaning, iser of truma fell into an iser of a heter truma, a heter of food, but it's the same item. It's the same potato, right? It's potato soup. So a truma potato fell into my potato soup. It's butel barov. Min bimino tastes the same. Butel barov, that's why there's no malchus. Okay? No one can accept that it's derabanan. No one agrees with Rashi. Number three, the Ri says that, listen to this, really the correct source of tam ki ikar is hagalas kalim. What's hagalas kalim? Hagalas kalim is, if you have a keli that has iser in it, you have a mitzvah to go ahead and purge it. Right? Purge the keli, otherwise you can't eat it. That's an assay. It's an assay to go ahead and purge the kli. What results from that assay is that you're not allowed to eat anything out of a kli that hasn't been purged. That's called an iser assay. It's an assay. Right? I want you to do this. It turns out there's many things you can't do. However, you don't get malchus to any of them. Why? Because you never get malchus for violating an assay. Okay? You hear what they're doing? They're jumping hoops not to have to say to Zerubana why there's no malchus? The next one is by one of the... It's mentioned in this Tosfos. His name is Rav Chaim Cohen. And Rav Chaim Cohen says like this. The only time there's malchus is if there's an iser of kizayis bichdei achilas prat. Okay? Really, it's a doraisa. But the only time you're going to get malchus is if it's a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Only that is considered mamashos. And this is your point. Heter lef nepach rios iser. Let's say I have a pot of challah, kosher challah, and some bacon falls in. Enough in there that it's kedayis b'chdei achilas pras. Right? Enough. That will make it kedayis b'chdei achilas pras. Because of the phone, the entire chant now is awesome. Not one, let's say I eat four, there's four kedayim of, five kedayim of chant in there. Only one of them is straight. Why? Only one of them is not kosher. The rest of it was kosher. I bought it in the kosher supermarket. It's all good. The iser controls the entire pot, turns everything into iser, and you eat five kedayim, you got five malchus. How can we do a malchus in our case? Because it wasn't big size, but there still is crap. That's why not. You hear this? Does that answer your question? It does answer your question. What? Right. You didn't eat a kedayis of kedayis. You didn't eat a kedayis of Israel. You ate less than a kedayis. That would be true even if there's a full kedayis of pork in front of me. I only eat half of it. Kati shir. You don't want to do that. You don't get mountains. That's why you don't get malchus in this case. A thing fell in. It's not kedayis b'chdei achilas pras. It takes too long for you to eat that. Why? Because the pot's too big and it's just too small. You can't eat too long. That's what? It's not mutter. You don't get malchus for it. You don't get malchus for it. If it would be kedayis b'chdei achilas pras, it would turn the whole challah to usser. What may I have 18 kedayis of challah and one kedayis of iser? If you have 19 kedayis now of iser, if you can eat it kedayis b'chdei achilas pras. And if you eat that, you get malchus every single. You don't even touch the iser. And the Rambam has a very similar shita. This is the sixth shita. This is the sixth opinion. The Rambam holds. He doesn't hold of heter nefach liyos iser. He doesn't hold from that. So the only way you're going to get malchus is if you eat the entire chalon pot. Within that chalon pot, you've eaten kazayit b'chdei achilas pras, but you only get one malchus, not 18. Okay? Well, assuming it is. Assuming it is. Okay, so let's make the number smaller. Make it 4. What? It can't be bitul berov if you can taste it. It's impossible. That's, we didn't even, by definition, the only time you can have bitul is if you can't taste it. That's where 60 comes from. The Gemara draws a line in the sand and said, 60-1, you can no longer taste it. Even a salad. Anything. So if it's bad, if you can see it, then get out of there. But if you can't see it, what is the cutoff? When can I say, I no longer taste it, and now it's bottle barot? That's 60. Okay? So a whole lot of principles that all have to fit into place. That's where 60 comes from. It comes from taste. You can't have let's say I have 3 hot dogs, and I don't know if any of them is I don't know which one's usher. Can I eat all 3? Yes. Why? It's bottle barov. What if the one that's usher has a sign on it? I'm usher. Can you then say bottle barov? No. Why not? Because it's no taruf, it's no mixture. Why not? Because it says right there, it's usher. Taste is the same exact thing as saying it's usher. I taste the usher. How can I say it's all mixed? I taste it. I don't know where it is. So what? Doesn't change anything. Once I can't taste it anymore, now it's bottle. That's a different principle than what we're saying. Yeah, you got that? Hamke Iker? Okay. Amar of Kahana. Bidivrei kulam nilmad noesetan losgam mutter. You see from here, everybody holds Noah Shintan Lusgam is Mutter. Who's everybody? All these people. Who are they all? Rav Yehuda, Rashi said, Rav Bar Barchana, Rav Dini, Rav Shlokish, Rav Avo. Everybody that we mentioned the past day all agree that Nostam, it's all Mutter. Amar Abaya, wait, Bishlam, Akulu, Lechay, I agree with you. El Rav Shlokish, maybe Rav Shlokish is not. Amru, he said, Amar. They say the following, maybe Valelo Spirule, maybe he doesn't agree with it. Okay. We were done with all the heavy-duty Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, Mechlal, Zikr Lamandamar, No Satan of Gam Usr. Does anyone hold it Usr? In yes, there is someone who holds it Usr. Who's that? Rav Meir, like I said in Amud Aleph. Rav Meir holds it Usr. That's why in Amud Aleph we said, don't anyone think we hold like Rav Meir over here. We do not hold like him. Batanya, Echad no Satan of Gam, Dechad no Satan of Shevach, whether it's good taste or bad taste, Usr, it's Usr, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Shimon Omer, L'shevach Usr, L'shevach, I agree it's Usr. L'fgam, if it's L'fgam, Mutter. Then of course it's Mutter. My time is the Rav Meir. What's the reason from Rav Meir? Gamar Migi'ule Ovdei Kochavim. He learns it out from the clay Midyan. The clay Midyan had to be purged. Why did it have to be purged? Right? Why did it have to be purged? G'ule Ovdei Kochavim Lav Nos Yitam L'fgam Hu. Wasn't it more than a day old? Wasn't it more than a day old? And yet, the Asa Rachmana, and the Rachmana, the Torah said, you can't use these pots until you purge them. Says Rav Meir, why? Obviously, there's no dispute that after 24 hours it becomes Lefgam. No dispute about that. What, the minute they had the war, 20 minutes later already they're cooking for the Goyish pots? No. For sure they waited a day. Right? So if they waited a day and still you had to purge them, why? Obviously, no Satan of Gam, it's Usr. Right? Hachanami, Loshna. No difference. No Satan of Gam, it's always Usr. The Iduk. How do the other ones answer that question? Pretty good question. The Iduk. Kidravhuna, Braidravhia. Everhuna, Braidravhia. Well, what's the total Ella Kadera Basiomo? The only time a pot is Usr, if it's within 24 hours, it's a Basiomo. The low Livkamu. Because it doesn't have a pagam. How does it answer the question? The answer is, yeah, it was within 24 hours. That's why they had to purge them. Right? the Edach. And what does Rav Meir do? It was within 24 hours. You're right. They defeated the Midianim. Within the next 3 hours, they're already using their pots. You want to use their pots? You have to purge them. Why? Within 24 hours. No matter what. We assume it was trait. And therefore it has to be purged. You purge it, it's no problem. Within 24 hours, always a shah. Right, we don't know. But who eats horrible dishes? Most people don't do that. They eat things that are tasty. So the taste is in the walls. When you cook, it goes from the walls back into your food. It's within 24 hours, it's a shava. That's a big problem. It doesn't make a difference. If it happens in your kitchen today, your wife cooks up some hot cheese dish, she cleans the pot out, an hour later you cook meat in there, that's usr. Why? I don't like the cheese in my meat, I never even had that. I don't want that. It doesn't make a difference. The cheese went into the meat, and you have batsa b'chalav there. 24 hours later, now the whole different world. But here we're saying, the midyanim, it was within 24 hours. The idach, what does the other one say about that? Right? What does the mayor say that what does the mayor say that they only asked one day? So he says, yeah, it's true. But kidei rabasyomo nami e efshir zelo pagba porta. Even the first day, what is it? 24 hours is a magic switch. The minute is 24 hours and 1 minute. Now all of a sudden it turns into pagam. All of a sudden. Says Rav Meir, no, it's a gradual process. Every minute that goes by, the flavor that's going to go from the pot back into your food gets worse and worse. It's a gradual process. Yeah, even the first day I would hold you after purging. Now, that's a very mach mashita. Even the first day, for what? Right. Right, exactly. What? No, but he says it's also even if it's more than one day later. Right. In other words, it's not possible that it doesn't get a little bit of a fagam as time goes on. Right? So you see from here, you further see from here, the notion of Talmud Gam is Usr. But again, we don't hold like him at all. Okay?
Good? Good now?
I will stop here, and we will pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.